Good morning. We're learning Simon Chav. So the Chayyadim said that with regards to a katan, if a person has reached the age of halachic maturity, he's bar mitzvah. So we have a right to assume that he's reached the physical maturity as well. Because by mitzvah Rabbanon, we rely on the chazaka. The Gemara says, Rava says, there's a chazaka, kimash bolachal, shonim bolachal simonim. By the rises, to mitzvah somebody else, which would be in the case of the person was 8 k'day sviya. So you can't be mitzvah somebody else in the benching. And there's other examples of that. We mentioned some examples. Okay, the Chayyadim continues and he says, "V'cheresh hamadabre v'enu shemeya." So the Cheresh, the Chazal said, a person who cannot speak or hear does not have a full use of his faculties. The sensory feedback that he's supposed to get through those senses is lacking to the point he doesn't really understand the world. And therefore, he's not like a shaita. But a person who can speak but he can't hear, or can hear but he can't speak, so both of those are considered normal people with the full chiyuvim of mitzvahs. So he said before at the beginning that a person not chayiv in the mitzvahs, like a katan, can't be used for zimun. So a person who's a cheresh, which cannot speak or hear, cannot be used for the zimun. But if he can be medaber ben shemeya, so he can be used for the zimun. He can be one of the members of the zimun. Now, b'chein mishen asher tegomer. You have a person who is a full-fledged shaita, he's not chayim mitzvahs. But a person who's not a full-fledged shaita is chayim mitzvahs. So he's chayim mitzvahs, so he can be part of the zimun. So the definition of a shaita is the person has so little understanding of what's going on around him that he will do things which are clearly dangerous for his safety and not worry about it. A person who's doesn't understand the danger of walking, his level of understanding, doesn't understand the danger of walking in the street in between cars. The Mor says that the person would spend the night in the Beis HaKvaros, etc. For no, obviously, a person needs to be there. He has to be there, but in a case where there would be no reason to do so. So these people can be part of the Zimun. Avisha Cheresh Eno Shemeh HaBracha. Even if the Cheresh doesn't hear the Bracha. We said before that the Zimun, you really have to hear the Mezamein all the way through the first bracha. In the case of a Zimun B'Shem, there's a Stir Mishaburuz, but there seems to be the Kripsak Mishaburuz over there. It's enough to the Zimun itself, which that's not a question of hearing, it's a question of saying it. So he's a Medaber Ben Hashemeya, so he could say the Zimun of B'Shem of 10 people. By the Zimun of 3, he can say Baruch Shechal Mishlo Tuchinu, and he could mention his own. We can't hear the Mavorich. So it seems to be that we're saying over here that even though we said when the ones Mukhi to do so, in the case of a Bidi Evid, we could forgo that, which is, seems to be the, we mentioned there is, Minigarlam is not to be Makbid to listen, even though Mishabur is very strong that one should do so. And there is a limus chus on those which are not makbid. There seem to be sources that it's not necessary. This is one of the sources that it's not necessary. So it's a little bit of an interesting point over here that he doesn't mention it. Mishanadu alaveiro emezamen alav. A person is in cherim, so he can't be part of the kviyas. He can't join into the kviyas. Now you see from this that the fact he did the veira alone, which makes him deserving of the being put in cherim, is not the problem. It's the fact that he's in Cheirim, which is the problem. However, a person who is in Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, that's then like a Goy, and he would not be included in the Zimun. Regards to the status of people nowadays who are Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, but they don't know better, they're Tinuk Shenishba. So this is there's a tremendous amount of discussion about their status, and many say that it's a really a machlokes, and by derbanan you can be makel and assume that they do not have a din of like a goy, and therefore they could be even star for zimun. So if you have a non-frum relative who drives on Shabbos openly, but doesn't know any better, and they're there by meal, and they happen to know how to read Hebrew, you can include them in the zimun. Obviously they can answer, but if you need them as one of the three, you can include them in the zimun. One question which comes up is, can a group of ketanim make a zimun together by themselves? There is what to say that they could do so. They can't be mitzvah up to zimun of a gadol, but they can make one of their own, but the Maaseh Minigalim is not to do that. It's a machlokes, and therefore it's a Minigalim not to do that. Okay, with this, we finished the halachas of Zimun. Beis Hashem, next year we'll go on to starting the halachas of Birchas and Nehenin. Have a good day.